Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And that uplifting story about energy prices is the main story on the front of the Irish Examiner. Household electricity prices could rise by 9% by the summer. We can't even get time to get used to this. It's going to happen during the summer, apparently, while the cost of flights are also expected to surge. According to senior government figures, Ireland's energy regulator says it's impossible to accurately predict how electricity bills will rise due to the war in Iran. But then we had the Minister for Energy saying it could be 9%. So the regulator says we just have no idea. And the minister says it could be 9%. Anyway, more about that on News Talk Breakfast. Also on the front of the Examiner, the Road Safety Authority has cancelled over 50,000 driving tests in the last 3 years, with a 36% jump in the number of cancellations last year. So far this year, more than 5,000 driving tests have been cancelled, with nearly 3,000 blamed on operational reasons. More about that in the Examiner. Irish Times' main story is Ireland is going to ask the European Commission to take an unusual step and drop a tariff on aviation fuel to lower fuel costs for airlines. Obviously, we had this announcement yesterday that Aer Lingus is going to cut around 500 flights over the next few weeks for mandatory maintenance. Minister Dara O'Brien saying yesterday he's going to write to the EU Energy Commissioner asking for the tax on sustainable aviation fuel imported from the US to be removed on an exceptional basis while the conflict in the Middle East continues. Also, staying with planes on the front of the Irish Times, there were 250 more US military aircraft flights over Ireland than the government was previously told about. This is a big Irish Times investigation. 248 flights, including military transport aircraft, troop carriers and surveillance aircraft. They all flew over Ireland, but they went unreported. We didn't know about them. And also interesting on the front of the Irish Times, doctors are going to learn about love. Sometimes people feel doctors are a little bit cold in their bedside manner. So Trinity College Dublin has been looking at this, and they have made love a graduate outcome that will be assessed for the first time from next year. And Claire Donoghue is a surgeon and a senior lecturer at Trinity, and she says the new requirement is a reminder to be a human with other humans. So basically they're going to assess a medical student's ability to love and how good they'd be as a doctor. Now, we have to be clear here. We don't mean falling in love with your patient, because that would actually be a no-no and probably illegal. But we mean just that your doctor shows a bit of compassion. So I think a lot of people would welcome that. Although apparently the researchers had this study going on and they were met with a lot of scrutiny. I'm sure some other doctors turned up their nose when they heard about this particular research, but that's out of Trinity. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page still going on about Micheál Martin's leadership. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has insisted he will lead his party into the next election and that the sense he gets from Fianna Fáil members is very supportive and warm. Not the warmest if you read Willie O'Dea in the papers over the weekend, but apparently everyone else in Fianna Fáil is very warm to Micheál Martin. And this is after a week in which his government survived a confidence motion in the Dáil. Irish Independence stays with Micheál Martin, and he says it's not acceptable for a TD to provide a character reference for a former government advisor who was convicted of sexually exploiting a 13-year-old boy. Micheál Martin says, I don't think public representatives should do that. And the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre said that the intervention by the TD was contemptible and beyond belief. We still don't have the name of this TD. There's still a mystery TD. I don't know if that's a legal reason or not, but we're not allowed to know who the TD is. I haven't even heard a rumour of who the TD is. It's just an unnamed mystery TD who supported a sex offender in court, but we don't know who it is. Irish Daily Star continuing its coverage of Daniel Kinahan. Going into lockdown is the headline. Prison chiefs are planning a ring of steel for Daniel Kinahan's return. He's likely to end up in Portlaoise prison when he is entered into custody here after he gets extradited from Dubai. Inside the papers, a really interesting one from a school in Cork. This is in the Irish Independent. And the Department of Education has warned it has no plans to expand this primary school in Cork. It's called Balti Daniel National School, and it has a chronic lack of space, such as the lack of space in the school, by the way, that they use the disabled toilet as a classroom. They use it as a special education resource space. This is what the students feel when they go into a disabled toilet to get educated. The corridors are being used as teaching spaces as well, and the parents and teachers have to park on the other side of the busy N20 Cork Limerick Road and run across the road like chickens, kind of doing a gauntlet across the road to get into work. The school's outside Mallow, and it has an enrolment cap now for 12 years because of the chronic lack of space. But the Department of Education says it has no plans to expand the school. Now, there's a lot of heavy news in the papers, so let's give you some positive, nice news from the Irish Times, which essentially tells us that it's not going to rain for the next 10 days. If you look at the radar, there's not a bit of rain. Ireland's going to be one of the driest places in Europe, I think, for the next week and a half. There will be more sun than rain this week in Ireland, says the Irish Times. And here's the other good news. Temperatures 20 degrees on Friday, according to Met Air. And more from that positive, cheerful story in the Irish Times. Although I did have to defrost my car this morning, so we're not out of the woods with the cold weather just yet. It was 2 degrees. If you want to warm up, you can take a sauna. I see in the Star that taking a sauna is good for your health. Saunas have existed for years, obviously, but now it looks like influencers have only discovered them, and now people are flat out in the saunas and doing their cold swims and then jumping into the sauna. But the Star tells us taking a sauna boosts your immune system. Sauna bathing releases white blood cells into the bloodstream, which apparently we all need. And circulating the white blood cells play a key role in the body's defence against fungi, whatever way you call it, and diseases, say scientists. So apparently saunas are good for you. I was in a sauna recently, hadn't been in one in years, but I was in Adair Manor over Easter weekend, and I was in the sauna, and sorry, the heat of it only lasted 2 minutes. I don't know how people are doing 15 minutes in the sauna. Staying with health and fitness, the Eye tells us the top mistakes that we make if we're trying to exercise, and the number one mistake people make is not stretching. Then it is skipping a warm-up. Then it's skipping your water, not hydrating. No mention of protein here, by the way, even though that's what everyone is taking. Overdoing it, knowing that you'll be sore tomorrow, is the fourth biggest exercise fail, followed by exercising too soon after eating, or training on an empty stomach and not varying their exercises. More about that in the Eye. And finally, in the Times of London, we're talking about gift registering, which was big in America, but I think has come over here. Now, we know of gift registries. If you're getting married, you might send out a note to your guests to say we're registered with this particular shop if you want to get us a present. But now what's coming over from America is a breakup registry. And this is Etsy, which is the online marketplace. It has added an option for breakup registers to their list of wedding and baby registers after research showed that 50% of Gen Z and millennials thought breakups should have their own rituals. So basically, you text your friends and say, hiya, myself and himself or herself have broken up. I'm registered with this particular department store if you would like to get me a present to celebrate my singledom. 40% of Gen Z and millennials think being single should be celebrated. So you can find out more if you go onto Etsy's marketplace there. And if you've recently gone through a breakup, you may as well get some benefit from it and get a few nice presents.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.